2.
The views expressed on this program are solely of those who choose to participate in this open format.
Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
South of the Border Landscaping is a total lawn care service. Whether you're commercial or residential, we have the staff to accommodate you. South of the Border uses state-of-the-art technology to create excellence in lawn care. South of the Border is always prompt and professional. For more information, contact Robert Lewis, owner-operator at 318-308-5060. South of the Border, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for tuning in to On Point Talk, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 9 a.m. Spend the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT network on KAYT 88.1.
Hello, everybody, and good Thursday morning. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. We welcome you to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. And here's our website. It's www.onpointcxmas.com. We love it when you go to our website, you click on, and you stream live. Y'all, it's Thursday, February 2nd. Can you believe it? We are starting a new month already. And I'm telling you what, this Thursday morning, I have been joined by some sister friends, and I am just fired up. You know, when you get around people that just, you inspire each other with the word and what God is saying and speaking, and you bring people together in that unanimity, I'm telling you, there is nothing like it. Well, y'all, it's Thursday. It's a little bit drizzly outside. It looks like it's going to be a wet, really sort of icky day. As always, we like to remind you that those school zones were there in effect until 9 o'clock, and they're never more important than on mornings like this when it's wet and it's kind of nasty outside. And so we always like to remind you to please make sure that you give yourself enough time to get there if you're on time. And you know what? What I have learned is if you're not on time and you're running late, speeding to get there is not going to help you to get there on time. It's what it's going to do is just create more havoc. And so listen, if you don't have enough time to get there on time, just slow down and take your time. And you know what? You get there when you get there. Please be mindful. You've got school zones, you've got crossing guards, you've got school kids, and you've got buses. So please take time to watch out for those people. Well, I'll tell you what, it's going to be a great Thursday morning. I don't care what the weather looks like. And we're super excited about tobacco-free living, and let's be totally clear, and the Clean Air Act that has been passed, and it is doing amazing things, and that's what we're talking about this morning. But what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, it's going to be great conversation with some great ladies, and you don't want to miss it. We're back after this. Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-6788.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with the heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Monique, Oscar and Golden Globe Award winner and international talk show host.
Monique, it's amazing to know that every time we see the Monique Show and those doors open, that you're the first African-American woman to host a late night TV talk show. Talk about that.
I am having the time of my life. Every night when that elevator door opens up, baby, the little girl in me want to just run out of there.
Really?
It is everything that I thought it would be, and then it slips into things that I couldn't have even imagined.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on Sirius XM, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back. This is On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, and this segment of the OPT is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services, making this half hour possible. We thank Hank and Jean Williams for being proud sponsors of On Point Talk. Also, Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply click on to www.hicksonhasit.com. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle and his team are there to serve you. Now, if you're in Bunkie, they're on Shirley Road, but if you're in Avoyelles Parish, you can phone 318-346-6695. If you're just joining the show this Thursday morning, we're having a very, very interesting conversation. Even before the show started, I'm joined by some really, really triumphant women who have worked really, really hard in making the change that we all want to see, with allowing every single employee, every single person in Alexandria to be able to breathe clean air. Well, what am I talking about? I'm talking about Let's Be Totally Clear in the campaign that we've been talking about for months and months and months. Well, in January, February, and December of 2011, a pre-ordinance air monitoring was conducted in 17 Alexandria bars and gaming facilities where smoking was allowed. Now, on average, this sample of 17 Alexandria smoking bars and gaming facilities had hazardous air quality. Well, fast forward, to January 1st, 2012, the Alexandria smoke-free ordinance went into effect, and the post-ordinance air monitoring was conducted in 12 Alexandria bars and gaming facilities in January the 6th. Now, there was a 97% reduction in air pollution levels. How amazing is that? Now, here to talk about these important numbers and the positive impact of clean air is Carrie Broussard, who's the program manager in policy advocacy, Jennifer Gilchrist, who's a regional coordinator for Region 6, and Fiamula Bradley, who is the regional coordinator for Region 7, which is up a little further in our state. We welcome Carrie and Jennifer back to the OPT, and we welcome Fiamula Bradley for her very first time
to the network. Ladies, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, y'all, that was a mouthful. Did I get it all?
You got it all.
All outright, everybody's title and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all, these ladies this morning so beautiful, and I'm so happy to have them. And I'm going to tell you, if you want something done, just leave it up to a group of women. Leave it up to a group of women to get it done. Carrie, I want to start with you, and I want to start with how incredible these numbers are for this movement.
Sure. I mean, obviously, Justin, what you said, a 97% reduction in air pollution just 1 week after local venues went smoke-free. The results truly speak for themselves. We have continued, you know, to share with communities and elected officials about how hazardous the air quality has been and how going smoke-free could have an immediate, tremendous, positive impact. And I would just say the proof is in the pudding, and we have it. Uh-huh. And now the proof is there. We know that this has been overwhelmingly successful, and we're so, so proud of the city for moving forward on smoke-free.
And we echo those kudos to the City Council of Alexandria, who came together and made this moment possible. But you know, Carrie, you were saying something I think that's so important. People really didn't understand, because you guys have been traveling about for, I don't even know how long. It has been a journey. But people really didn't believe the instant impact that this would have.
Right. And I think, you know, so often when you think about a change that could be coming, we always look at it with fear first.
Mm-hmm.
And even though, you know, change is hard, it doesn't mean that it's not the right thing to do. And so when we looked back at when the state went smoke-free in terms of restaurants, you know, we had the proof there that, mm-hmm. look, the air quality was absolutely better. But I think until we were able to step out here locally in faith to see what would happen, we didn't have the opportunity to see truly locally how this would change the air quality. And I think we have that proof now, with air quality being 36 times better.
36 times better. You know what I love about the women in this room this morning is that we are all women of faith. And any time you take on a challenge that is as daunting as this one could have been, and many times was, it takes a lot of faith. Talk about, Jennifer, the journey and the journey of faith. Because, I mean, we were at a meeting, DC and I were at a meeting where you guys just really got lambasted, to say, I mean, just to put it mildly.
It has been a difficult road at times. But the great thing is when you know that what you're doing is good for all,
mm-hmm.
it's good for and correct for the public health of other people, and it's not about one person, but it's about everyone,
mm-hmm.
then you are able to have that courage or stamina to process through everything that needs to happen in order to arrive at that place of success. So, you know, it's kind of like the faith deal,
mm-hmm.
that we talk about,
mm-hmm.
when you know that you're following what you're asked and called to do, even though it's a sacrificial, mm-hmm. or difficult journey, or however you want to look at it, you know that you're on the right place.
Absolutely. And I think for the city, you know, it we talked about it yesterday at the press conference. Being first in anything is always hard. And we turn to Fiamula, who is the Region 7 coordinator, and we're looking at other cities that hopefully will follow Alexandria's lead. Talk about what you see the next part of this journey looking like, Fiamula.
You know, I mentioned that it's sort of a deja vu experience, because I'm entering year 8 into this journey and this
work.
And I recall when we were working diligently across the state, working hard to get Act 815 passed. Before that, I'm proud to say Shreveport was the first city in the state of Louisiana to adopt a clean indoor air ordinance. And almost immediately, over a dozen municipalities
with almost like a domino effect, mm-hmm. began to pass ordinances, many of them even stronger than the one we did in Shreveport. And so I am happy. I'm ecstatic and just mm-hmm. so excited about this opportunity, because Alexandria was first, and you always have to have a first. And I certainly
Absolutely.
Applaud the work. But I know what that means for our state and for other municipalities, because now that others have seen the success, it can be done. Mm-hmm. It's a successful implementation. Guess what? Now everybody else that's across the state and in other municipalities have that same opportunity to create that same safe, healthy work environment for those people that live in their communities as well.
Absolutely. I tell you what, this morning we're talking about the Clean Air Act that went into effect January 1st. We're talking about the positive impact of what that clean air is having already just 1 week after it was implemented. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about what it's going to take to get the rest of the state on board. And you know what, we celebrate this morning Alexandria being the first and being the pioneer for something so wonderful. We're going to take a break here, but we're back right after this.
Do you know that there's still a chance for you? Because there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just
Axion Texas Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas Louisiana Small Business Loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow & Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Ryan Gubero and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubero and Associates, Marksville.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
As a service to those about to try McDonald's new Chicken McBites, we offer proper popping procedure. With thumb and forefinger, grasp the poppable pieces of juicy premium chicken breast seasoned to homestyle perfection. Position directly in front of open mouth. Then pop, smile, repeat. And now, get snack-sized Chicken McBites for just $1.99. Don't wait, though. Chicken McBites are here only for a limited time. The simple joy of poppable perfection. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, switching gears, I want you to talk a little bit about the food addiction series that's coming up on the Dr. Oz show and the correlation between obesity and food addiction.
Well, we're doing a whole series of shows this year, 11 weeks in a row of this new weight loss program that we've launched and planned. Here's the deal. We make mistakes when we sign up for our New Year's resolutions. I know what they are. And so we've crafted ways around them, and they are free. So the first mistake people make is they don't put a very concrete goal on how much they want to lose. Mm-hmm. We can help you figure that out. Number two, they don't keep track of what they're doing. We have a food diary system that's digital that will allow you to quickly drop it down and pick out more than 70,000 foods you may have eaten and keep track of it. Mm-hmm. And number three, you have an environment that helps you or hurts you. And we want the environment to be a healthy one for you. So we are sending you for free a trainer.
Wow.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bertice Berry, sociologist, author, lecturer, and mother. I have been On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Lisa Bevere, and I want to challenge women everywhere that you need to rise up, because, see, I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome back, everybody. This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas. And this segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services, serving the community throughout Central Louisiana. That's Hank and Jean Williams. Capital One Bank, what's in your wallet? Also, Brian Kubero and Associates. Listen, I tell you guys all the time, we see accidents around the traffic circle almost daily. If you've been in a car accident and you're just not sure, you're not sure what to do, well, find out what your legal rights are by phoning for a free consultation with Brian Kubero and Associates. All you've got to do is dial 318-253-0900, and you will hear Millie's voice, who's his secretary, on the other end of the line, and she is so kind, and she'll make sure that you get right on point. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining our show this morning, we're talking about Tobacco-free living, let's be totally clear, and the Clean Act Air that was passed January 1st. I'm joined by Carrie Broussard, who's the program manager and policy advocacy for Tobacco-free Living. Also Jennifer Gilchrist, who's the regional coordinator for Region 6, and Fiamula, who is the newest addition to our network. That's what I'll say. She's the newest addition to our network. Fabulous. Fiamula Bradley is the coordinator for Region 7. And before we jump back into the conversation, Fiamula, I want you to tell people what encompasses Region 7.
Region 7 is a 9-parish region that is, and it's easy to say it this way, it's everything north of Alexandria. So where Jennifer ends, mm-hmm, I begin.
Mm-hmm. And so the work is just beginning. But, you know, I wanted to revisit, you know, the Clean Air Act that was passed January 1st, and we were talking about it, and we all got together and talked about it for the beginning of the year, and how the bars, when they came out at the meeting, and they were so angry, and they were so, I guess it was more, it was anger, and I think it was a culmination of anger and fear. But then when it came down to it, and the act was passed, it seems like none of those places really missed a beat. And you personally were at Gigi's for New Year's Eve. I want you to talk about the environment of what that looked like.
Okay. It was a great night. There were some coalition members who got there a little bit earlier than I did. And one of the bartenders commented to him, on a New Year's Eve, we have never had this many people this early in the evening.
Wow.
So it did not.
Now, keep in mind, that many people that were in a bar to party and to drink and to smoke, but they were still there knowing that they could not smoke.
Right. They advertised plenty ahead of time that the whole event would be smoke-free. And there was plenty of attendance. There was people there having a great time. If they wanted to smoke a cigarette, they simply stepped outside and you know, had their smoke and then came back in. There was no pushback or complaints or nothing. It was a great night. Everyone had a wonderful time. I even saw someone I hadn't seen in years and said, I knew it would be smoke-free tonight, so that's why I came out.
Wow. And, you know, I really want to talk about the impact of, you know, a lot of people looked at this act and said, well, you know what, I'm not going to be in a bar, so it really doesn't concern me. But it was really, don't you guys think that it was really integral for the entire community, whether you're going to go to a bar or a bingo hall or not?
Well, I would like to speak to that simply because I have 3 college-age students. And even though I personally may not go out very often as a person that works in this field, but I do like to listen to good music, and so occasionally I will. But I have 3 children that do find themselves in those environments readily all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I want them to have a safe, clean air environment in which to go and recreate and enjoy with their friends or listen to music or whatever they happen to be doing. And also, you know, in a lot of our gaming facilities, people have their children that accompany them when they go and participate in, you know, bingo for the evening.
Right.
And that one has always bothered me, that children were exposed to the secondhand smoke in these facilities. So I think if you think about it, it's just like cancer. You know how we talk, you know someone that's affected.
Right.
There's not a large degree of separation.
For you, and also for you, Fiamula, because right now you're on that climb to make it happen in your region. Talk about where you'll go and how this movement will help to empower the next cities.
Absolutely. Region 7 is on the cusp of, we were excited about this victory because, again, it empowers and fuels and gives us a reference point or a jump-off point to say, they did it, we can do it too. I am currently working with a wonderful group of people, a wonderful coalition in Natchitoches, Louisiana. They have embraced this work wholeheartedly. We are currently doing smoke-free events at different bars. We have a smoke-free game watch for Super Bowl this coming Sunday at Bourbon Creek in Natchitoches. So we're excited about the opportunity to continue to embrace smoke-free events. And beyond that, to even say to the powers that be, to the municipality, and say that, again, Alexandria did it. Natchitoches can do it as well. So there are, again, a number of people that are excited about this work, excited about this initiative, looking forward to it happening in their community, and not just Natchitoches. Again, we are looking at other communities across the state. It can happen. We're here to provide that support, that technical support to provide the resources necessary to continue to educate people about the importance. We were talking just a moment ago when you mentioned to Jennifer about perhaps, you know, you'll say, well, I don't visit bars. It doesn't affect me. We are indeed our brother's keepers.
That's awesome.
And so what happens in our communities affects all of us.
That's right.
It has an impact on all of our lives. So, again, the work that's being done in Natchitoches is a great work. And we're very hopeful that real soon that perhaps they, too, will embrace it to the level that Alexandria has as well.
Absolutely. And, Carrie, for you, as we move toward the Natchitoches venue, what do you see happening? I mean, what is the strategy for us there in Natchitoches? Because we believe Natchitoches, and we're talking to you this morning, we believe that you guys are next.
Well, I think where there have been communities where community members want this for their community, that is really where we find the greatest opportunity, because, you know, we have the ability to provide resources and support to communities that want to make this a reality. And so I think, you know, for us, in terms of the strategy, it's more of us being able to be there and support communities that want to do this. And so we know that Natchitoches is one of those communities, but they're not the only ones right now. There are probably three or four others that are also saying, hey, we want to do this too. Why didn't we do this first? It's not fair that they get to do it over there. And I think, you know, what you're seeing now at the local level is communities have the opportunity to kind of speak out and say, I want this, where when, you know, this has come up at the state level in the past, despite everyone saying they want it, it hasn't been made a reality quite yet.
Absolutely.
And so the opportunity is at the local level where community members have their voices heard.
And, you know, when you were talking about people saying, you know, about the first, well, there can only be one first. And Alexandria is absolutely the first. But I just want to say to Carrie and Jennifer and Fiamula that what people don't really know, all the pushback that you guys get, because it's easy to sit here and talk about something that seems so right. And it seems like it really should be easy, Carrie, but I know that I have seen the fire that you have come against bringing this message. Talk about how you have been able to stay sustained through that, because although a lot of community members want it, there are, on the other hand and on the other side of the coin, a lot who are still pushing back. How do you sustain that?
Well, I think we never begin supporting communities without thinking that everybody won't be on board with it. I think that's just never the case. And so I think throughout this, what I'm so pleased with is that locally, the leaders who had the opportunity to impact this, they wanted to hear from everybody. You know, there was never a time where there wasn't an interest in hearing from people who didn't want it or hearing from people who did. And so it's been truly, from my perspective, and I think our perspective, an honor to be able to be a part of it and to truly see a process work where everyone's interest and opposition was heard. And then leaders responded by coming up with something that truly was a compromise that they felt like would be the best for the city of Alexandria. And so it's really been for us a pleasure to be a part of it and to have the opportunity to support that.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about what other cities like Natchitoches, how they can look at what Alexandria did and how they can maybe glean from that to make this a real reality for the great citizens of Natchitoches, Louisiana. We're back right after this.
Rita's Women's Apparel is a full-service formal wear salon with more than 30 years of experience in fashion. Florita's is the difference. Known for her commitment to personalized service that focuses on your individual personality, preference, and style. Florita's has the most unique dresses from the top fashion designers and the best selections in formal wear. Florita's, everything you need to make your special moment spectacular. Florita's, located at 2371 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-487-9499.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Susan G. Komen, Race for the Cure founder, Nancy Brinker.
The major question that everybody has is this. What was that one pivotal moment where Susan G. Komen really was birthed and people really received it? Because many people don't know that you started with a shoebox with 200 names or potential names of people.
The moment came 10 years after we started it.
Wow.
And remember that people almost all along the way told me I would fail. And I had the most incredible supportive husband at the time. I also had a group of very lovely friends and volunteers. But because I felt and could see the numbers climbing of this disease, we were able to touch off and spearhead a discussion, a conversation that needed to happen. And it kind of spread like wildfire.
Hello, I'm Susan Tudor, Regional Vice President of Business Development and Planning at Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. And I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Deborah Randolph, President and CEO of the Central Louisiana Chamber of Commerce. And I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Aggressive Health Solutions. They specialize in specialty medical equipment. And, you know, we talked about, and we really, really want people to connect. If you have had a mastectomy and you need prosthesis and you need bras, Aggressive Health Solutions is there with an incredible team to support you, to tell you how, with Medicaid or Medicare, how you can get that done. It's really an easy, simple process. And you can start by phoning 318-445-4733. Also get wired satellites. They have Dish and Direct. You can get the local channels and you can get HD for life simply by phoning 318-767-2220. And of course, our partners at St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technologies. Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for 35 years of experience, whether your vehicle is domestic or foreign. Let me tell you, brother and his team are always on point. You can phone them at 318-443-5741. If you're just joining our show this morning, we're talking about the clean air impact, how just in such a short time, it has gone in and it has made such a huge impact on our entire community already. But there is still lots of work left to do. Carrie Broussard, Jennifer Gilchrist, and Fiamula Bradley are here. And we're talking about how Natchitoches is going to be next, Carrie, and what they can look at as a model from Alexandria to make it happen. What do you think they'll be able to take away from this?
Absolutely. I think, you know, with Alexandria being first, they have the opportunity to see right away how much support currently exists for being smoke-free, and also have the opportunity to look at some of the lessons learned, but also see what a tremendous positive impact being smoke-free has had on the air quality in those venues, and thus on the employees who are working in those workplaces. And so I think, you know, we, as we talk with communities who want to make this a reality, you know, what they say sometimes is, well, how do we know? You know, how do we know it's going to work? How do we know it's going to be okay for business? You know, how do we know it's going to be better for health? We have proof now right here in Louisiana in a local community where we're hearing that it's been great for business. And we have proof that there is an immediate positive impact on the air quality. In my opinion, there's nothing else that needs to be said.
Wow.
Aside from the results themselves.
And that should really stand, ladies, shouldn't it, on its own merit? Shouldn't that just speak volumes to those cities that are wondering right now what it's going to be like?
Absolutely should. And I think, you know, so often, you know, we say in Louisiana, you know, oh, but we're Louisiana, you know, we're different. And so, you know, the proof that we've had is from other states and municipalities in other states that have, you know, made smoke-free a reality. And, you know, business has remained neutral or gotten better.
And not only that, Carrie, not only have they made it a reality, long since made it a reality.
Long since. I mean, when we passed our state law that made restaurants smoke-free, we were a leader then. We were the 14th in the country to do it, and it was something we were all so proud of. But then we fell behind.
Right.
What we have done here in Alexandria is reclaimed our ability as a municipality and as a state to be a leader. And that is important.
And let's talk about the courage it takes for lawmakers, most especially city council members like the Alexandria City Council. What kind of courage, Jennifer, does it take for them to come out and approve something like this?
Well, as you mentioned, it takes courage. When you're first, you're a trailblazer, and you have to encounter all of the fears of change that we talked about earlier. And so I think that for them to step forward, see this as good and positive change for our community, for the health of our citizens, was tremendous. And I am so thankful that we have this results to share with them to say, you did good. This is a good thing. Look how wonderful our air quality now is in all workplaces.
Absolutely. And Fiamula, for those folks in Natchitoches, I know we're going to be looking at their city council. We're going to be really conversing with their mayor. Talk about what those conversations will ultimately look and feel like.
Well, again, we've been working in the Natchitoches community for quite some time, so they're very, and when I say they, meaning the policymakers in Natchitoches, very familiar and supportive of the work that has occurred in the Natchitoches community. I do also want to, if I may, just give kudos again to the Alexandria Council and those servant leaders.
Right.
Because what they've also done is not only are they excited about what's happened in Alexandria, they're so excited that they've said, what can I do? What can we do as a council, as a group of leaders? What can we do to assist the next community? What can we do to assist Natchitoches? How can we tell our story here so that they can understand that it's very doable in that community as well? And so I do want to say how much we appreciate that continued support across the state for them to reach out beyond their borders and say, we would certainly like to share our lessons learned and share with you what we did and how we did it so that we can perhaps even make it easier for you.
Absolutely.
So coupled with the fact that they have been supportive with the work that is being done, and it's being undergirded by, again, a very supportive coalition and people that we talk to constantly in the community that express the fact that they, too, support it. Again, we are extremely hopeful and look very forward in the very near future that this same kind of thing can happen in the Natchitoches community as well.
Absolutely. And don't you think, Carrie, that Alexandria being the first, and we're located centrally in the state, that hopefully it'll make it easier for the next and the next and the next?
Absolutely. I think that Alexandria, because of its location with so many communities close by, had this tremendous opportunity to lead the way. And, you know, throughout other parts of the state, what we hear is we're all watching to see what happens over there.
Right, because yesterday at the press conference, we talked about Lafayette. We talked about Natchitoches and Baton Rouge and New Orleans. So there is still yet a lot of work left to do.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, again, where communities want to make this a reality, Alexandria has shown the entire state that it absolutely can be a reality, and it can be great for business and for health. And so the proof is there.
Absolutely.
So it's now up to communities to kind of take the ball and run with it and know that we're here to support their efforts in doing so.
Absolutely. And I think the community is integral in this movement. And, you know, I think back to the conversation that we all had with Chubby Carrier and also other performers and other people who work in those environments. They're musicians, they're waitresses, they're bartenders, they're people who earn their living by playing and being in bars. And he talked about how he has traveled the country and there are no other places in the country that would even think of allowing smoking in those environments.
Absolutely. And you know what, in talking with Chubby, and we've had an opportunity to do a lot of work with him and have become very dear friends with him, you know, he will be playing in Colorado, and, you know, I'll receive a message from him that says, I can't believe this. They are completely smoke-free here. Why do I have to come home and put my health at risk?
Right.
Where we say we value culture, where we say we value the music that we have here in Louisiana. I can't believe I only have to play in smoke-filled rooms back home. And so I think that really tells the story. You know, everywhere else is smoke-free. You know, when will enough lives be lost in our state to say, hey, this is important? When will we lose enough of our musicians and our music and our culture to say, enough is enough? Fortunately, Alexandria called it and said, we're not going to take it anymore. We've lost enough. It's time.
I love it. Y'all, this is an important conversation, and it takes each and every one of us, we say it every single day, to be the change that you want to see. We've got to take a break, but we'll be back right after this.
Latonja's professional tax service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's professional tax services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-6788.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk show with Carletta Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Hello, I'm Councilwoman Mitzi Gibson, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas. You need to listen to Be On Point, Be Enlightened, Be Encouraged.
Hello, I am the District 3 City Councilman of Alexandria, Jerry Jones, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by Carroll Furniture. They've got 25,000 square feet of merchandise and a local warehouse, which means no waiting for your delivery. You can visit Carroll Furniture at 1819 Memorial Drive right here in Alexandria or phone 318-448-8090. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Rosa listens, she cares, but most importantly, she helps you to stay on point and save money. You can phone Rosa and her team at 318-487-1881. And of course, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, will they remove your doubts? And the number to phone is 318-445-4582. And we've been saying all month it's tax time. Well, Tanja's professional tax service down in Bunkie is in Avoyelles Parish to serve you. She's at 800 Evergreen Street in Bunkie, or you can phone her at 318-346-6788. Again, 318-346-6788. And we'd like to welcome aboard a new sponsor to the OPT, Carol Henry Kinder. She's a local pathway advisor, and Carol Henry Kinder can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting your financial future or you're a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Henry Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial goals and objectives. That's Pathway Advisors, LLC. They're located at 1446 Dorchester Drive right here in Alexandria, or you can phone them at 318-448-8600. If you're in outlying areas, here's a number, 877-499 or PATH-7284. Again, 877-499-7284. Now, if you're just joining this conversation, I always love it when we get together with women that are so spirited, so full of faith, and so courageous, and you ladies absolutely are. You know what? I can't wait to see the trails and the changes. Now, Carrie, why are you cracking up? Because you know it's just... what's he saying? Hey, you know these ladies are on point and they're trailblazers. And, you know, we were talking about... We like to call him our good friend, too, Chubby Carrier, because he is an incredible human being. And what a lot of people really, I guess... If you're not a person that goes to bars, you really don't consider the effect of what a smoke-filled room night after night after night would bring. But you know what? Dr. Holcomb said something that was so simple but so poignant yesterday. And he said cancer or not cancer. You know, and I think that's huge. And when we think about people, and Fiamula, you were talking about when Chubby was in Natchitoches, and you were recalling a story that he was talking about, and I want you to, you know, just talk about that because that's so important.
Sure. We had an opportunity to carry Chubby graced us with his presence in Natchitoches on November 15th, and we had an opportunity to visit a number of schools mm-hmm. and have a luncheon and just really have him embrace the community and vice versa. And one of the things that he shared was his periodic checkups mm-hmm. that, you know, and going to the doctor and having his lungs checked out and having his throat checked out and having to wait on that call, to get the results. And you know, we're excited and very grateful and thankful that his last checkup was a great checkup. He mm-hmm. got a good bill of health, as mm-hmm. we would say. However, he's still being exposed as he plays in those smoke-filled venues.
In his home state.
In his home state, here in the state of Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, you know, even growing up, playing with his father,
mm-hmm.
He was exposed to secondhand smoke then. So there's that residual fear, that lingering fear mm-hmm. that sort of hangs there in the balance, even though you know that you're doing the best that you can to take care of your health.
Right.
But that being constantly being exposed is still an issue for him.
Absolutely.
And how great it would be if we could make our state
mm-hmm.
a place where he could play here in his home state and no longer have that fear.
Absolutely. And I think it's going to happen, Carrie and Jennifer. I think it's going to happen, but I think it's going to be a process, and we have to keep telling people. And during the break, we were talking about there are still a number, millions literally, of working poor people that work every day that don't have insurance.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we talk about, you know, even musicians mm-hmm. and others who, you know, whether they get paid in cash and they don't have even access in their workplace to health insurance or have the ability to pay the co-pays
mm-hmm.
or the ability to pay for, you know, their portion of the company.
Right. And when you're not
insurance.
And when you're not a big part of a big company.
Absolutely.
Where they're paying a certain portion and you pay the rest, then for a lot of people it's not even an option.
Not even an option. And so the fact that, you know, you can't either can't afford it or you have it, it doesn't mean that you're necessarily going and getting those regular checkups
right.
that you need to get. There are so few opportunities to ensure the prevention
mm-hmm.
of diseases. Unfortunately, we end up catching it, you know, way too late.
Absolutely.
And so I think, you know, with, you know, the issue of smoke-free, we have the opportunity to eliminate a risk to someone's health and protect people. And I think that, you know, that's why this is an important issue for everybody, because we want healthier communities, but we also want to ensure that healthcare costs are low and people are taken care of.
Absolutely. So do we know when it's going to come up in Natchitoches? Fiamula, do we know when that will happen? Jennifer said.
No, we don't. We don't have, you know, exact dates or exact times. Uh-huh. But again, we're, you know, working very diligently to continue to sponsor and work with the community and host smoke-free events to continue to raise that awareness, to continue with the groundswell, if you will. We continue to have new people embrace the initiative and come on board and say, hey, I think that's a great thing. I want to be a part of that. So, again, we're constantly building that momentum and that appreciation for what could happen in that community.
And talk about, Jennifer, because you're all about this, talk about how important these coalitions are.
Having a network or a grassroots mobilization of folks who are very interested in supporting what needs to happen. I think coalitions are a wonderful support system. They're a group of people who are, you know, professional collaborators who are interested in issues of health. They're people who are affected by the exemptions in the law. They're people who have others that are affected. And so I think we are very fortunate to have a wonderful set of folks in this community who got behind the issues to show that it is important to them.
And I want you to talk about, because yesterday we didn't really get a chance to talk about those bingo halls. None of the folks were able to show up there. But the great changes and the great results that the bingo halls are seeing. And let me tell you, it's a lot of folk at the bingo hall.
I had a wonderful conversation with a lady that has a bingo, that's manager of a bingo hall, and I called to follow up with her and just see how things are going. And she said it's going great, that they have had no problems with compliance, everyone's stepping outside if they choose to smoke. She said she's had several ladies come up and say, thank you so much. I'm so excited that it's smoke-free. They had their oxygen tanks.
And oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they did. They but they had health issues. And we heard from Dr. Harrington that if you have health issues like that, if you've got heart disease or emphysema or respiratory problems, and you're exposed to secondhand smoke, it terribly aggravates those, and they can't be in those environments.
Absolutely.
And so this was a pleasure for these ladies to be able to come and enjoy some bingo, and now they can.
And I'm glad that you mention heart disease, because this month is Go Red for Women. And I told you guys yesterday that I am encouraging and inviting every one of my sisters within the sound of my voice to wear red on tomorrow, wear something red. I'm telling you, I have been thinking about the biggest, boldest red thing that I'm going to wear tomorrow. I am all about promoting. Heart disease is the number one killer of women, and we have got to keep talking about it. This month is also Black History Month. We're going to bring you some incredible, incredible people this month. And it's also the Love Month. But we decided to change it up a bit. And we decided, instead of being all amorous in love, we want you to be all amorous and in love with yourself. We want you to think about self-love, because before you can love and be amorous with anybody else, you've got to first love yourself. And there's my theme song. You got to have a pocket full of sunshine, and not only in your pocket, but in your heart. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to have some inspirational stuff for you right after this.
Take me away. A secret place. A sweetest game. A sweetest game. Take me away. gotta go, that nobody knows where the rivers flow, and I call it home, and there's no more lies in the darkness is light, and nobody
Axion Texas, Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas, Louisiana, small business loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubru and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubero and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubero and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubero and Associates, Marksville.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Grammy-nominated recording artist, Angie Stone.
And I said to Angie, is all the women that you helped, Alicia Keys, Beyonce, I mean, the list is endless. How do you keep yourself focused, maintain that poise and that focus to help all these women that were going to superstardom?
Well, the one thing I learned early in life is jealousy gets you nowhere. The one thing that bothered me in this industry is how female groups tend to break up after one or two albums. They didn't have the same power that men had. So I made it a point to prove that as women, we have to be supportive of each other and not be catty, because every time one of us makes it, it gives life to the next one.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by Axion Texas Louisiana. They make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. And here's the number to phone. Don't put it off. 888, that's 888-215-2373, extension 150. Tobacco-free living. Let's be totally clear. Everybody now in Alexandria is breathing clean air. And also LACVT, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt, Healing Sinlaw, one heartbeat at a time. Don't forget those screenings. I've got to remind you every single time. And I'll keep you on point about my results. But the number to phone is 318-442-0106. I'm joined in the studio by an incredible group of ladies this morning. And you know, it's always great when we come together and we sistership. Fiamula Bradley, Jennifer Gilchrist, and Carrie Broussard. And we're talking about clean air, the Clean Air Act, and the impact that it has had on our city. But you know, I want to switch gears at this moment because, you know, I have been talking a lot about, and we've been doing shows on loving yourself and pushing past fear to be your best self. And as this month is celebrated, or February the 14th as Valentine's Day, what we want to do is we want to give people a deeper sense. And as I was meditating on it in my prayer time yesterday, that's what I heard that still small voice say to me. Remind people about loving themselves. And I keep getting that dropped into my spirit and what that means for every single woman. And so I want to just take the opportunity to find out what that means for you guys. And Fiamula, I want to start with you because we had an incredible meeting yesterday. We met yesterday, but it feels like we're kindred spirits, that like we've known each other forever. And we were talking about this yesterday, and it was just a great word. Talk about self-love for you.
For me, Carlette, it has been a growing process, and I have come to know that in order for me to genuinely, and that's the operative word.
Absolutely, it is.
Genuinely and unconditionally love someone else, I've got to love me.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to understand me. I've got to understand the place from which I come, my spiritual base and source.
Mm-hmm.
And once I'm connected there, then I can unconditionally and truly love someone else. You know, sometimes you'll hear people say, I love you in spite of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to learn in spite of you.
Oh, that's good.
You've got to get you out of the way and learn how to love and love other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, in spite of themselves, unconditionally, like Christ loved us.
Absolutely. Was there a time, though, that you didn't love yourself?
You know, I have been very, very blessed to, you know, have a very strong support system. Obviously, there have been times that I have not liked certain things about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where I start to work on me,
mm-hmm.
whether it was personality, whether it was something physical that I thought I could be better or do better. But I've not had an issue with, you know, low self-esteem or being to the point that I didn't feel that I was worthy or loved, because I've always understood that special place and that divine place where God is love,
mm-hmm.
and what he did for me as it relates to his son and giving mm-hmm. him to me. And so for that has always been for me a source and a point to where I could stay rooted and grounded in that area.
Mm-hmm. And you know, through this journey, I want to talk to women who didn't love themselves, who can really speak from that vein. Because, you know, as I've been pondering it, you know, and we look at, and yesterday we were talking about domestic violence. There are a lot of women who think that they love themselves, but who truly don't love themselves. And to really get there, own that, figure it out, and deal with it, and begin to love yourself. And I believe that loving yourself comes from loving where you are. And when you don't love where you are, then it's hard to love who you are. And so for Carrie, for you, what has loving yourself meant?
I think loving myself means being very aware of who I am,
mm-hmm.
and being very aware of my actions, reactions, thoughts, everything that goes on, and accepting them all.
Wow.
And not beating myself up for the things that aren't as happy
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
As the things that I really, really like. So I think, you know, we're not always, I don't believe that you're always going to love everything about yourself.
Right.
But I think that, as Fiamula said, it's like, you know, loving yourself in spite of yourself.
I like that.
And knowing that, you know, who I am today mm-hmm. is in no way who I'm going to be tomorrow. And
that's
you know
good.
What? I'm okay. I embrace it. And I'm going to move forward and love every aspect, no matter what it is.
Oh, that's good. Loving yourself in spite of yourself. And who you are today is certainly who not who you will be. Even tomorrow, even a month from now, a year from now. That's really, really good. Jennifer, what does it mean, loving yourself for you?
Well, I'm going to come to that vulnerable place we talked about.
I love it.
I'm going to speak of it. It. For me, it's about trying to love myself through God's eyes.
Mm.
Because He is love.
Mm-hmm.
And He, I think, is so awesome. We can never match what He gives us in, as far as unconditional acceptance, mercy,
mm-hmm.
Kindness, compassion, gentleness. And I think that if I could ever arrive at the place to really understand how He loves me,
mm-hmm.
then I will then be able to love myself and then give it to others properly.
That is powerful. And I don't want this to be like a thing where I know there are some of you guys out there who you just love you. And that's great. But I am speaking to my sisters who don't just love herself. I'm speaking from a deeper perspective. And there's no perfect answer. We're all trying to get there. Wouldn't you guys agree? I mean, I know for me, I beat myself up far more than anybody ever could because of that perfectionism, because of that want and that desire to be good and to be successful. And so I think it is an ever-changing journey for each of us. But this morning and this month, I want people to really get a sense of who they are, but more importantly, whose they are. And, you know, I said to our sister friends yesterday, if you are not familiar with this thing called self-love, start writing down what you do well. What you do well. Because, see, each of us has a gift and a talent. Some of us have more. You know, some of us have one. But I believe we all at least have one. And so when you begin to cultivate that and you begin to find out what God has for you, then you'll get into that place of loving what God created. Because He didn't make any accidents. He made us all fearfully and wonderfully made. Do we need to take a quick break here? We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back to wrap up right after this.
Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm. You gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Herald what your mother said. Read the books your father read. Trying to solve the puzzle.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana. A bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery,
Discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody. This is On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. And this segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, Darlene St. Romain and her team. People care by caring people in Bunkie. Phone 318-346-2540 in Opelousas. 337-942-9939. And Be Unique Hair Salon, that's Nora Clayton. She keeps my hair on point, and she'll do the same for you. If you're looking for healthy hair, great style, here's the number, 318-442-7204, and tell her you heard it on point. She can get it done. Y'all, we're having such an amazing time. I just love coming together with great minds that all have great thoughts. And the thought today is to love yourself in spite of yourself, Carrie. But you had this great article from Joyce Meyer, and I want you to just share that with our listeners, because that's what I think we want to leave people with this morning. Powerful. And read it slow.
Sure. The article is about hanging in there and how to trust God with your precious destiny. And so the article talks about how women go through lots of different stages in pregnancy, and the stage right before birth, which is absolutely the most painful, when a woman thinks she's going to die, is when the doctor won't say anything but push. So the way we carry children and give birth to them is a great example of how we'll give birth to everything in our life. There's a seed, the stages of preparation, and the transition to a birth, a new thing that's coming. And if you have to go the long, hard way to learn it, which most of us do, then so be it. So no matter how long it takes, just know that God's working with you the way it has to be done for reasons only He understands, and He has a plan in mind. So please keep on trusting Him and push.
I'm a run.
And push.
I'm a run.
You know,
I'm
that run. Push stands for pray until something happens.
Yes. PUSH stands for pray until something happens. Who needed that word this morning?
Yes.
PUSH! Do we have a song that says PUSH? I love it. Y'all, we want to thank you guys so much. Fiamula Bradley, all the way from Shreveport, Louisiana, listening to us on 92.5. Carrie Broussard, all the way from Lafayette, Louisiana, and Jennifer Gilchrist right here from the Twin Cities, Alexandria, Pineville. Y'all, thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. Guess what? We love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. But I'm going to end in the spirit of Don Cornelius in his death. We hate that. But he would say it like this. He would say, peace, soul, and love, and push, baby. It's Thursday. Have a great Thursday. But guess what? We'll see you right back here on Friday. Have a great day.
All you mothers, get on out there and dance. Dance, I say.